95.7 WLXL. My name's Lexington. I'm here with my co-host Ben behind the board.
Hi, Lexington.
And we're here with Miss Lee Ellen Martin, the executive director of the Explorium at Lexington. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, tell us a little bit about the Explorium.
The Explorium is a hands-on children's museum with over 100 exhibits where children can touch. They're all to be touched and played with. They're interactive. They are all educational, but we don't necessarily tell the kids that. So they learn by doing. And beyond the exhibits, we have lots of programming that goes along with it to enhance the experience of our visitors.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about that, because I know today's a snow day and there's some snow day camps.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got snow day camps. The weather's looking like this might be our last one, but who knows what's going to come up soon. And snow day camps are, you drop off your kids. So we open at 8:30 and we'll keep your kids while you go to work. They can enjoy all the exhibits. You know, and our exhibits include, we have a bubble room where you can get inside a bubble. We have a moon you can walk on, an F-16 cockpit. We have a cow you can milk. Water comes out, not milk, but we have that. You can be a veterinarian, a doctor.
It's not a real cow, is it?
Fiberglass cow. Imagine this. It's a stock item you can order. There is enough demand for a recirculating cow.
Oh, my.
And from more than one company. There's more than one company that produces recirculating
cows. So there's
cows.
Competition and the price goes down and
exactly.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
Where do you find it? What companies make it?
Well, now you're going to have to talk to my executive staff. You're getting out of the realm.
I'm getting into the nuts and bolts of the cow.
Right. Yeah, they don't tell the executive director that.
Process,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not privy to that knowledge. beyond those exhibits though, we have four homes from different parts of the world. And we have a river where you can operate the locks and dams, big fiberglass horses you can get on. So there's just tons to do. We also have an area just for toddlers.
Oh, awesome. Now, what about spring break, or yesterday was President's Day?
Sure. When Fayette County is out, on most days Fayette County is out, we do have the camps. Yesterday was reuse, reduce, create. So we took recycled materials and made different things made some sculptures, but also took cheesecloth, put some dirt and seeds in that cheesecloth and made a head and put it in a toilet paper tube body. And when they took it home, they can water their creature and that'll start to sprout. And when it's ready, you can plant it. And the whole thing you can plant because it's biodegradable. So just a great way to reuse and repurpose things you can find around the house. Now, spring break camp, that'll be a week-long camp. And you can do full day or half day. And it's about dinosaurs. And there's three sections. There's the pre-K, the K through 2, the 3rd through 5th grade. So each section will have the same theme of dinosaurs, but they'll have different activities for age-appropriate activities. And they'll study, obviously, dinosaurs, fossils, being a paleontologist, all sorts of fun stuff. Plus, every camp always gets museum time, so you do get to play and hang out, and they get dropped off before the museum opens, and so that's really fun when you have the museum to yourself.
And isn't a clown coming for April Fool's to teach some tricks?
Right. Thanks. We are having different programs. So we'll have a dance party. We'll have glow-in-the-dark day. We'll make sidewalk chalk. But on Friday, which is April 1st of spring break, Cambo the Clown will be with us, and you can learn your April Fool's tricks.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, something to fool mom and dad with. Or maybe mom and dad fool the kids, whichever way it works.
Speaking of mom and dad fooling the kids, what are some opportunities for adults to get involved? Because even though they may not admit it, we all know adults love science experiments and the Explorium.
Right. Well, the best way to get involved is just to enjoy it with your children and to really get in there and play with your children. The Explorium's mission is to create curiosity and develop a love of lifelong learning. So if mom and dad are enjoying learning, or grandmom and granddad or babysitter, whomever the adult is, then the children are going to follow suit. If mom and dad says, this is boring, that's what the child thinks. So we see a lot of parents who are the patients in our doctor's office or who are on camera with the children in WEXP, our green screen newsroom, walking on the moon, you know, all the things with the kids. And it's a fun time to play together. Life's pretty busy, and it takes 2 to 3 hours to really enjoy the museum, and that's 2 to 3 hours of a lot of fun that you're having, plus knowing that it's educational doesn't hurt.
Right. Right. What about on every other Friday?
Sure. Every other Friday we have parents' night out. So if mom and dad or whomever want to go out to dinner, you can drop the kids off. We do require reservations for this. We drop the kids off, and we'll take care of them from 6 to 10. We also, twice a year, we do a tween night for the tweens, and they get dropped off, and there's tons of activities for them to do, plus the exhibits. The tween is an age group that also really likes the Explorium, but they're just too cool to admit it.
Yeah.
So, matter of fact, when I took over as the executive director, my daughter was 9, and she and her friends, and they'd have a great time. But if I asked them if they wanted to go on another time, they didn't want to go. Yeah, they're too cool. So I thought, I know they like this. And the first time we did it, it sold out. So they have all sorts of activities. They can earn raffle tickets at tween night. And then we have lots of donated prizes. And I'll tell you, the basket of candy is always a hot prize. Yeah. Who doesn't want more chocolate? And mom and dad don't stay. So you get dropped off on your own with your buddies.
Very good.
And we have, you know, tons of delicious pizza and chips and, you know, probably more soft drinks than maybe you get at home. So it's a fun night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if all of your programs, are there recommended age groups? Are they age specific? And is that something you have on like a website or something that people could
sure,
look
you
up?
Can you can always check our website at explorium.com. But generally, Tuesday through Friday at 10:30, there is a preschool program. The Tuesday program is for a little bit younger child, but you can feel free to bring both your preschoolers, and we've always got a little bit more advanced activity. Tuesdays, Baby Explorers are going to do something sensory. Okay. Wednesdays, it's called the Smash Club. It's science, math, art, social studies, health, 5-week rotation of different subjects.
Okay.
Thursday is Mini Da Vinci's, and it's going to be an art program. Mm-hmm. And on Fridays, Leapin' Littles, and it's going to be something that's active. We'd like to say get your wiggles out.
Oh,
then on Saturdays at 11, we've got a program every Saturday that is it can be any subject, and it's for kindergarten through fifth graders. And then mm-hmm. Saturdays from 12:30 to 2, we have Imagination Station. You can just drop in. We do have what's called the Sketch Pad, which is an art room, and it's open 1 to 5 every day that we're open. And you can always just go in for free art, but on Saturdays and Sundays it is staffed with someone, and you can do a guided art activity if you choose.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different things to do once you get there beyond the exhibits. And all of our programs, like except tween night or parents night out or camps, are free with museum admission.
Okay.
So, you know, if a family's really interested in that, they can also get a membership to the museum, which does give you unlimited visits for the year.
Okay.
So then, you know, that if you're going to come a lot, that's the sensible way to do it. And we have some really cool member nights. Our last one, we had an exotic animal petting zoo, which included a kangaroo.
Oh, okay.
And just in case you want to know, kangaroo's hair or fur, whatever you call it, is quite soft.
Oh.
And it's really interesting to see them hop in person. To get it out, had to hop in and out to the room. They had set up a cage for him. The next one is going to be Kentucky children's author Mike Norris.
Okay.
And he writes these great children's books, but he also plays the guitar and sings. And so the kids will have a experience with Mike.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, what are some of the programs that y'all have that go out into the community and out into the schools?
Sure. Schools can always come visit us doing group visits. But if you can't get there or you want us to come to you, we're delighted to do that. We have two different programs. We have a field trip to go where one of our staff members will come out and teach a 1-hour hands-on lesson. Complements whatever the class is learning. We have lots and lots of these, so the teacher and our staff work it out. Or you can do our traveling trunk program, which you actually rent trunks from us, and they have different topics. And they're for 4 weeks. You have them for 4 weeks, and there's 4 weeks of lesson plans in there. Two of our education staff members both are master level teachers. So, you know, they're matching all of these lessons to the core curriculum standards to what you're supposed to do. In our trunks, we've got one that's arts and humanities. So it's got costumes, instruments, and art supplies, especially for some of our friends in Eastern Kentucky that don't have a lot of arts education in the schools. This is a great trunk for them. We've got one that's about the water cycle, and we actually have 12 water cycle simulators, and you put some water in it. There's landforms in it. Put a lid on it, put some ice on it, put a lamp on it, and it creates the water cycle inside. So you can actually see it rain, see the condensation. You can't see evaporation, but other than that. One is engineering, so it's about bridge building, and there's lots of bridge building components in it for, you know, kindergarten through fifth and even eighth grade. We can go on into middle school with these. We have a classroom set of microscopes with all sorts of different slides that they can see. And the thing about that is schools can afford maybe one microscope in the science area for elementary school. Mm-hmm. Well, this is like every 2 to 3 children get their own microscope for a month. So we have been able through grant funding to get a lot of the cool things that when we talk to teachers that they're not able to get. Our last trunk is about geology, and there's lots of fossils and rocks and things in there. But also there's Earthopoly, which is a takeoff on Monopoly, but it's how to take care of the earth. And so, you know, what fun. You get to play Monopoly in class, but, you know, you're learning about the earth.
Yeah. Awesome. What benefits and kind of what reactions have you seen from schools and from children with these programs?
Well, I'll tell you about a little boy who came on a group visit, and it was during our science week. So sometimes our group visits have a theme during a week, or we can do the theme, whatever the school group wants to do. But this was a science week. And he was labeled an at-risk child. Mm-hmm. And so he wasn't really into school. He's in third grade. He was an 8-year-old, and he was going from the chemistry session to a mechanical engineering session. Mm-hmm. And he was going through. I said, "Hey, how was your class?" And he said to me, "Science is cool. Learning is fun."
Oh, nice.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We hope that we inspired him maybe to be a more serious student. Mm-hmm. But whatever happened, for at least 2 hours, we captured his imagination, his curiosity, and he learned that science is fun and learning is cool. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here to do, and that's what we try to do, whether you're there with your mom and dad or your babysitter or your grandparents, or you're there with a school visit.
Do you have any spring break programs coming up? Because that'll be here before.
Yeah, we'll have spring break camps. It's going to be the dinosaur camp if you're an accountant or you work at Keeneland and you don't get the time off. But then during spring break, we'll have our regular preschool programs. And then every day from 12 to 2, we'll have programming. Monday is a dance party. One day of the week, we've got Glow in the Dark. We're going to make sidewalk chalk. And then we have Cambo the Clown coming on Friday, April Fool's Day.
Oh, awesome.
Also during... starting in March, we're going to get a traveling exhibit. It's called Abracadabra, the Science of Magic.
Okay.
So we're going to teach kids either how to be a magician or how to understand how the magician works through some physics. Mm-hmm. So understanding how sleight of hand works and what the different magic tricks are that they can learn. And so we do have a rotation of traveling exhibits that come through as well.
Okay. And the summer, do you have any big plans for summer and break and stuff like that?
Well, we have camps through the summer. And then we'll have the Abracadabra will close, and we'll bring in one of our traveling exhibits. We'll have there probably just for about 6 weeks, which is Saddles Up, the Versatile Arabian Horse.
Okay.
And that's got all sorts of dress-up clothes about different riding styles, because the Arabian horse is one horse that can do every type of of competition and eventing. And then we've got equisizers, which are what jockeys learn on, but these actually sit on the floor, and the kids can put a saddle on them and get on them, and a tent with a reading area. After that goes, we'll put up our maze. We have a maze that fits into our What's New room, and it actually just came down. And when we put it back up, it has about 7 or 8 different configurations. Mm-hmm. So for those people that conquered it this year, you're out of luck. You'll have to learn it again. So those things will be going on in the summer. And also notably in the summer, we are open 7 days a week. Throughout the school year, we're open just 6, but we're open Monday through Saturday during the summer, 10 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And usually this is a point in the show where we ask our guests a little bit about themselves.
Sure.
Are you from Lexington?
I am from Lexington. I am a Henry Clay High School graduate.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, awesome.
A while ago.
Yeah, well, and I bet me even further. I went away to college.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to college?
Salem College in North Carolina. It's a,
oh, okay.
It's in Winston-Salem. It's a all-girls school. I wanted to go to an all-girls school, and I play the harp, and it was, I think, the only one that had a harp teacher. So, check mark.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, it did. Really made my decision. but also, when I was there, always had a passion and love for being in the arts, and obviously I still play the harp, mm-hmm. making music, but knew that I didn't really want to do that as a profession,
right.
And had more of a business mind.
Oh, okay.
And lo and behold, they had this major called Arts Administration.
Oh, wow.
And they had two different concentrations, a performing arts and a visual arts. I just did both because I love art history, too. I love studying art history.
Yeah.
So I graduated with that.
What would be the main difference between, like, the performing arts and the visual arts?
It would be, you know, managing an orchestra versus running a museum.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe being like one of my friends did an internship at Sotheby's. And
so performing arts might be a little bit more theater.
Theater. And I've worked in theater. I've worked in two different theaters, you know, doing front of house, and fundraising is one of my specialties.
And how did you end up at, is it Explorium or Explorian? I couldn't.
It's Explorium. Explorium of Lexington. Well, actually, I was there in the beginning for 5 years as the development and marketing manager.
Yeah.
And left and did some other things and had started my own business in fundraising consulting. Okay. And knew some of the board members. And there was going to be a director change. And they said, do you want to be interim executive director? And I said, oh, sure. I love it there. And 4 years later, this is last week was my fourth
interim. You're still the interim?
No, I'm permanent. I'm permanent. But I do love it there. Not to sound cheesy, but seriously, when I walk in every day, it just makes me happy. From my office, I can hear squealing children, and I love that. And sometimes I hear crying children because they don't want to leave, and I'm really sorry for the parents, but I'm glad they us that much.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your favorite exhibit, and then what's the most popular exhibit?
Oh, golly, my favorite exhibit. That is really a tough one. You know, I'm pretty partial to that cow, I have to admit.
Cow sounds cool.
The cow is in a barn with chicken coops, and you can grow your vegetables right next to it. It's a whole farm-to-market exhibit.
So it's not just milking the cow. You see it collected and then maybe pasteurization and
We don't go that far in this. You can then go gather some eggs, grow some vegetables, and just do it like that. We have lots of facts on the barn. I would say the bubbles are probably the most popular. A close second is actually the veterinary clinic, because we have stuffed dogs and cats in there. You know, certainly everybody wants to doctor up their dogs and cats.
Oh, sure.
And you know, one thing that kids like to do, it's a fun place to have a birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can we have special party rooms, and you can do your party, and then all your friends go play.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's more fun than that?
And that's got to be nicer on the parents than a loud arcade and pizza.
Well, that's
place.
That's what we would contend. And beyond that, you know, I'm a mom. You don't want to have your birthday party the same place every year. Kids don't want to do the same thing. So,
true.
We'll take the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and let one of those other places have the alternate years. There's enough kids to go around. But, we like it. And, you know, it's a special and fun time for the kids.
Oh, I'd imagine.
The
bubbles sound particularly fascinating. Tell me more about the bubbles.
All right, so you can get inside a bubble. Literally, you stand, and it's like a hula hoop, and you pull down a rope.
Okay.
Then there's a trough, and it's got all sorts of different shape bubble wands. But if you notice, it doesn't matter what shape the wand is. A bubble is always a cylinder.
Right.
Because that's the least path of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always going to be cylinder. Then we have a bubble wall. And you pull up this bubble, and you can. There's not a ton of text in the Explorium, but this is one where you really do want to read the text.
Mm.
You can, you know how you see colors in a bubble?
Oh, yeah, like a little prism.
Right. Yeah. What that actually is the colors change as the thickness of the bubble, as the bubble is thinning.
Oh, okay.
So it starts out at a pretty deep red, then it'll go through some blues, greens. I think there's a yellow in there. Mm-hmm. When it gets to more of a pink, a light pink, mm-hmm. it's about to pop. That's when it's the thinnest. Okay. So, you know, there you learn the science of bubbles. And the other thing, we don't have this printed, but for your listeners, I'll tell them this trick.
Please.
If you're doing bubbles at home or you're doing it at our place, if you put your hand in the bubble solution, mm-hmm. you can stick your finger in a bubble without popping it up until there's no solution. And where the skin is dry, it'll pop. But the bubble doesn't know the difference between the solution on your finger and the solution on its wall.
It. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so that's how you can put your finger in a bubble and not pop it.
Oh, fun.
I am full of this kind of knowledge. Useful, I like to think. Other people might not agree.
Well, now I'm going to have to start carrying around bubble solution when I go out, and that'll be
You can even stop by our store and get. We have touchable bubbles, so you can blow them and you can hold them, so you don't even have to get them. I'm not sure how they make those.
So you guys have like the best bubble solutions. It's not just you have a multiple variety of different. Maybe shapes and sizes for your hoop and
yeah, for our bubble wands, we have lots of shapes and sizes, and yeah, so the kids can, you know,
just go nuts with
it. Right, and you know, when they're learning things, it's not necessarily like they think, I've learned this, mm-hmm. but when they go back to their classroom and the teacher might be talking about something and maybe use an example that. Is something that we've illustrated, mm-hmm. then they have that aha moment, or vice versa. They've been learning something in school and they come.
Or they're a little ahead of the game, so they're used to, they right. know how to learn the stuff that the teacher will eventually be
exactly.
teaching.
Exactly. And our education staff has taken all of our programs and all of our exhibits are matched to the Kentucky Core Curriculum Standards.
Okay.
So certainly when teachers come to visit, mm-hmm. we can tell them what standard it matches and what the activity is that mm-hmm. fulfills.
Do you have materials for teachers that they can sort of take away from you
sure.
guys?
Sure. They can find them on our website or they can call 258-3253 is our number and talk to our education coordinator.
And it was 258-3253?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's our number. And talk to her because she can help you. You know, if you're studying this, she'll know what part of the Explorium is going to fit into that certain curriculum. And then also, we can do an add-on. We can actually do a class at the museum for school groups.
Oh, can you field trips?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do lots
Great.
Of field trips.
I loved field trips.
I know, aren't they the best?
So, I miss field trips.
I know.
This is one of the worst parts about growing older. No more field trips.
I think they call them vacation now, but you know, you have to organize it yourself.
Oh, it's not the same. It's not the same.
I know. Nothing like...
It's
going
like a
to
day,
school.
A day off.
I know.
Yeah.
It is fun and riding the bus because I was a walker.
Oh, and we had the trolley back when we used to take. I think the trolley had just started up when people my age started taking field trips.
Yeah.
So it was so cool.
Yes,
to ride on the trolley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we do lots of field. And as a matter of fact, if you know, there are teachers listening today, if they're thinking about that, it's not too early to call for the spring because we get booked up.
Oh, okay.
It's a popular time, kind of end of the year.
I would imagine it's never too early to call and sign up for a lot of your stuff, whether it's
right.
months down the road or,
yes.
or more.
And especially if you, like our camps, we've been running on a waiting list all year for the majority of our camps.
Oh, okay.
So they need to call early.
And they can go to your, they can sign up on your website?
Yes, you can do online registration.
And it's explorium.com explorium.com
mm-hmm.
And you guys have a lot of stuff, so I'm sure there was not everybody had time to run and get a pen and paper and
write
down
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
So much going on down there.
We are awfully busy.
Yeah.
And you know, we have programs. If you just think about our programs, there are 7 or 8 a week,
mm-hmm.
and we don't repeat in a year.
Okay.
So, and we're open 51 weeks of the year. We're open 51 years
51
of the week.
Of the week, yes.
Yeah. We do close the week from Tuesday through Friday after Labor Day. After summer is summer's very busy.
We've got clean up, regroup.
Fix. It's amazing
decompress,
what children can...
Take your own field trip.
Exactly. No, it's we're at the museum.
Oh, no. Oh,
but we do, I'll tell you, we do put a little rock and roll on over the loudspeakers and have a little dance party while we're cleaning.
Oh, very good.
Well, And the good thing about the Explorium is that it's perfect for cold weather, like right now, but then as it gets warmer and it's too hot to even think about going outside, you can go to the Explorium as well. So
absolutely. I like to say that either heat or air conditioning is free with museum admission. We don't charge any extra for that. Yes, matter of fact, I like my family is getting a little tired of me getting happy on a rain day or a snow day because it means business is a little bit better at the Explorium.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Well, I think that wraps up our time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I just really appreciate y'all having me down here.
No problem. Thank you so much.